Here we go. Guy, welcome back.
Hello, good to be back, Guy.
Week 3. And the Steelers are elite. And the Bengals are not elite.
Not elite.
The opposite of elite. Doggy doo-doo. Dog water. Poo-poo. Bad. Garbage. But yeah, welcome in, guys. Episode 3 of the pod. But you're all glad to be here, glad to listen, to hear what Zach has to say. He said he's feeling dangerous. Don't let him in front of a microphone. Isn't that right, Guy?
Dude, I'm feeling good.
You said that approximately also, 4 minutes ago.
I'm feeling bad, too. Yeah, but I am feeling dangerous.
You're feeling dangerous.
But not dangerous. There's
no dangerous. Just,
no,
just the dangerous. Just the actual word, dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Tell me. Explain to me.
Well, you know why? Because I had to pay real money to go watch the Bengals get not a single stop all night. And
yeah,
it was just painful.
You paid twofold. You paid with your emotions and your, I guess, like threefold. Your emotional well-being, your mental well-being, and your physical well-being.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Afford to buy groceries this week because I went to this game. Yeah.
Because of you, Zach Taylor. Lou Anarumo. The Bengals defense.
I don't know. Should we go let's just jump in.
Yeah, just jump straight in. Just give it to me. Because
this is the worst Bengals defense I've ever seen. And I've been watching the Bengals for a long time and they've had some bad teams.
This is like 2010s Bengals.
This is like early 2000s Bengals with Dick LeBeau.
I don't even remember then, so.
Yeah, they were really bad. The only reason I remember that is they inducted Corey Dillon into the Ring of Honor last night.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Corey Dillon was on some bad teams.
Yeah.
This was like pre-Carson Palmer. I don't even know who the quarterback was. Like John Kitno? I don't know. Maybe. This is just a really bad defense on all three levels. The D-line... Other than Trey Hendrickson,
so bad, dude. So
is
bad, dude. It drives me insane.
I don't have words for how bad it is. They get no pressure. The D tackles, I know we had two D tackles hurt, but it doesn't matter. Those guys aren't any good anyway. BJ Hill and Sheldon Rankins are pretty mid.
Yeah, I saw
Sam Hubbard.
Garbage. And we paid him money.
Uh-huh. So we didn't pay Jesse Bates, dude, and we paid Sam Hubbard.
I saw a chart this morning of the PFF grades for pass rush on the week, and like the Bengals, Sam Hubbard was like 108 out of like 112 this week.
Oh, he's
our whole O-line, or not O-line, the whole D-line was like in the 100s or like the high 90s out of like 112.
Yeah, like, I mean, even Trey had a bad game.
Yeah. Yes, terrible. It wasn't until like the last drive of the game when he got that sack.
Yeah, he finally got a sack.
Yeah.
But that was – Jaden Daniels was just hopping around back there. He had all day to throw. All day. And Lou refuses to bring a blitz. If you can't get any sort of pressure with four, I don't understand why you're not mixing in a blitz every now and then.
Dude, I don't know.
They blitzed off the edge a couple times with like Mike Hilton, but they never brought Logan.
I mean, we just flat out got embarrassed. We just got embarrassed.
Yeah.
In prime time, which like usually happens, but not, you know, the last couple of years, but like
not to the Commanders.
Like, dude, just like, I understand the Commanders' offense has been good this year. Like, they're like a top five offense, like metrically, but that's just no excuse because they really haven't played good teams. And like, especially if Cam Taylor-Britt is still on his trash talking tour, and then you can't make any adjustments throughout the entire game. Like, it just drives me insane. And
ugly.
I actually wasn't mad. Like literally the 2 minutes that we just talked before going into this pod, I said I wasn't gonna say much because honestly, like, I was mad. I was so mad last night watching the game, but then I just got over it. Like, I just accepted that, like, I knew the Bengals defense was going to be so bad entering this year. Like, I remember talking about that and saying that. I remember saying our D-line is going to be just really bad, and I was nervous about our secondary, but holy fuck, dude. My expectations were low, it's but worse. Holy fuck, dude. And I'm just getting really mad because it's just so embarrassing. And it's like the players are bad.
There's players maybe are not, like players three are not or great. Four guys that I would like to keep on this defense.
And I also want to blame the coaching staff. Like, we've gone over. I want to blame. Zach Taylor cannot get his team prepared. You just talked about it. You're like, what the fuck did they do in the offseason? Did he just go to fucking Mexico and then comes back like in August and is like, all right, training camp. Dude, what do we do? What
sipping,
do we do?
He's sipping drinks at like
a he's sipping Mai Tais on the beach, dude.
All spring, all
he's
summer.
He's like, oh, dude, I got Joe Burrow's going to be back healthy. We're going to run our offense. We don't even, dude, it's going to be so great. Like, our offense is just going to take care of everything for us. Meanwhile, we can't even get our own personnel correct in the red zone. It's been three games. In every game, we've looked like shit. They don't know what they're doing. Oh, God, dude.
They're the coaching staff is so bad. They're living off of a 2021 Super Bowl run and just throwing out this same roster. The D-line was bad last year, and Duke Tobin's sitting here like, yeah, we don't need to add anyone. We're not going to draft anyone. We're going to draft a D-tackle in the fourth round who hasn't even played this year.
Crazy.
We're not going to sign any free agents. We're going to let DJ Reader walk over like $2 million. Go to the fucking Lions. We're going to let Jesse Bates walk.
To pay T. Higgins is the reason
we let him go. T. Higgins, who they're not even going to pay. They're going to let him walk this offseason. Because, I don't know, Mike Brown can't afford to pay sign-up bonuses.
Dude, Duke Tobin is so bad. Our drafting... Again, this goes. We talked about this too, but it would be okay if you let those guys walk if you could one, draft players, and two, develop players that you draft if they aren't as good as you thought they were. And we can't do either of those things. We can't. They draft Joe Burrow, who was like a slam dunk, and you draft Ja'Marr Chase, who turned out to be huge, and now Duke Tobin thinks he's God on earth.
They had a stretch where they had really good drafts from like 2018 to 2021, and it's been god awful the last 3 years. They hit on Jesse Bates. T. Higgins was really good in the second round. They can never draft O lineman. Every single O lineman they draft is just complete shit.
Every corner we draft sucks too.
Cam Taylor Britt's pretty good.
He's okay,
even though he wasn't that great last night, but. Dax Hill, shit.
DJ Turner, shit. Jordan Battle, dude, shit.
I don't even think I've seen him on the field this year.
DJ Turner? I have not.
How shit is he that we converted a safety to corner to play, and he starts?
And we can't even address talent. Like, we signed Nick Scott at safety last year. That dude hurt us more than he helped us on the field. We had to take him off the field.
I'm pretty sure he's not even in the league anymore.
it's just crazy. And I've seen some like wild shit going around Twitter this morning. Like, I've seen some dude blaming Joe Burrow for the loss last night, which is just absolutely ludicrous.
These dumbasses on ESPN, I mean, I don't know why I even turned it on this insane. Morning. Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow had, three touchdown passes and threw for like 350 yards and didn't punt once, no turnovers, and we lost.
Yeah, he's the second quarterback this year to throw over 300 yards and three touchdowns. Yeah, second. And the first was Andy Dalton this week.
Dude, and we play them next week. If we lose to Andy Dalton.
Dude, if we lose to Andy Dalton, Zach Taylor's got to go.
That's got to go. Yeah, I agree. He should be gone. But who, like.
Well, it's like you can't do that because it's just like, well, what do you, like, fuck you, what are we doing?
We can't sign any free agents, and stupid Mike Brown and whatever his fucking dumbass daughter's name is, who's basically runs the organization, Blackburn. They want goddamn Hamilton County taxpayers to pay for their practice facility.
Oh, dude, we didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about the fucking upgrades to Paul Brown that they drafted up last week that cost like $1 billion, and they laid out these plans, and it's all just like fucking cosmetic. Like, nothing structurally is changing, and I'm like, how is this costing $1 billion? You could build a brand new stadium
facility.
You could build a brand new fucking stadium. Oh my god, dude, it's crazy.
They're adding the practice facility, and they're adding new office buildings, and they're adding like a new scoreboard at Paycor or whatever they're doing.
They're adding a club into Paul Brown,
upgrading the suites so Jamar Chase can invite his groupies to come watch. Whatever, over $1 billion, and that's completely going to be funded by the taxpayers. Fuck off, Mike Brown. You're not putting a cent into that, and you expect Hamilton County to pay for all of that? Seriously, F off. I'm voting that down. I think it will get voted down because people are just like tired of his bull crap.
Yeah, right now it will. guys, I hope you're enjoying this. I bet everyone's really enjoying this, actually. It's been
11. If you live in Hamilton County, Eric, and it ever comes to vote, please vote no. Please vote no. Because I'm tired of... Mike Brown didn't pay for any part of Paul Brown. He doesn't pay for anything. He literally doesn't pay for anything. He just lives off the Bengals. That's what he does his entire life.
Matt, that goes for you too. Yeah, Alex, Matt, that doesn't go for you because you don't live in Cincinnati.
Dude, he lives in like goddamn Butler County or wherever he lives. He lives like two counties away from Hamilton. Man. It's just embarrassing. It does start with the owner. The owner's a joke. Complete joke. The only reason the Bengals are any relevance is because they lucked in Joe Burrow. Only reason.
Dude,
or we'd still be a joke. We'd still be running out like Ryan Finley or whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah. All right. I'm done. I'm done. You can keep talking, but I'm done now.
I don't have much more to say. I mean, the front office, we touched on a little bit. It's just a complete joke that they thought this defense, they could run it back and it would get better.
Give us some of the in-game atmosphere yesterday. You were at the stadium.
I mean, it was loud. They went down and threw a 40-yard bomb to Jamar Chase, and the stadium was electric. We were all singing the Bengal Grail. And then Washington just went down. I don't even think they had a third down on the head drive. Easy score. All right. Then I think McPherson missed a field goal. Come back down. Bam. Easy-ass drive. I mean, they were going down easy. Even when they went to third down, it was like third and one, third and two. It was just, and then
how quick did the atmosphere turn?
It turned pretty quick. The boos started coming out after, I think it was 21-10. That third touchdown came in.
Dude, halftime people, for sure.
Yeah, people were getting annoyed. And then
when did you leave?
Dagger. I left when Terry McLaurin scored that touchdown.
Oh, you stayed for that. I mean, because realistically, we had a chance.
They were still.
We had two chances drive. We had two fourth downs that they converted on that drive.
Yep, they had a chance to get off the field.
They even had a fourth and four that they got.
It was like that's when Trey Hendrickson got his one sack of the night. It was second and 24, and they still got the first down.
Zach Ertz was wide open over the middle of the field, like on three plays that drive.
Dude, I just don't know. I don't even know.
We play Carolina, and then we play Baltimore after that.
Yeah.
0-5. 0-5.
We're going to get a pretty good draft pick. Yeah.
Looks like it. Yeah, who's it going to be, though? Someone that doesn't pan out?
I don't know. Actually, the Marius Mims came in because Trent Brown.
Oh, yeah, he's out for the season.
He's going to be out for the year. He had that one really bad play where he let up a sack, but overall I thought he played really good. So I'm encouraged. He really helped the run game.
I mean the offense was fine.
Yeah, the offense was really good. I mean, when you score 30 whatever points we did.
Well, I mean, it's the Commanders. I mean, we should be doing that, the Commanders. So. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have much else. Just
that was a good rambling section.
Yeah, we just need to clean house this offseason. Needs to be everyone. Duke Tobin, bye. Mike Brown, die, please. Zach Taylor, move on. Be a Rams analyst again, or wherever we got you from. I think Lou Anarumo has been really good, but he just needs, I think we just need.
Okay, I'm going to be Eric here, because I think Eric will want to ask you this question, but God, Jim Harbaugh?
No, God, why do we, no, I don't want another 65-year-old coach who looks confused every time he pans, the camera pans to him, and he just looks confused at all times. Like he doesn't know what's going on. It's just weird. I don't want a weirdo.
Like Joe Biden, like if Joe Biden was on the sideline.
Yes, that's literally what it does. He has a blank stare all the time. And the dude carries glizzies in his pocket. That alone doesn't makes me not want to have him as a coach. I know Eric like is obsessed with the man and would probably do illegal things to have him be the Packers head coach, but
I mean, Eric's a Michigan fan, so
it can't be. I know. If he wasn't a Wisconsin fan, then his next team would be Michigan.
Yeah, he's done with Wisconsin.
But Jim's not there anymore, so
yeah. But his hatred of Luke Fickell is too strong, and he's been revitalized by the Connor Stallions documentary.
No, he just likes anything that I don't like. That's literally what he does.
It's a generational hate relationship between you two, honestly. It's pretty great.
I don't like Jim Harbaugh. Eric loves him. That's like the thing, yeah. Eric probably loves Duke Tobin.
I definitely does. To see us in pain, for sure.
Yeah, I hate Alex. Eric loves Alex. Same thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Oh, man. Also, the Reds fired David Bell.
That was so random.
Dude, just buried on Sunday night after football is pretty hilarious. That's just that's just Nick Kroll just
why
burying all like, the blame from himself.
Is that what he's trying to do?
Dude, the Reds haven't even posted on their social media. It happened going on three days ago, and the Reds haven't even posted on their social medias.
I got a Bleacher Report update about it. I didn't see anything about it on Twitter.
Nothing from the Reds. No, nothing from the Reds account. No. Like, no thank you. Like, nothing.
Why? And then I saw Nick Kroll did an interview. I didn't even listen to it because that guy's just. You can just tell that dude's a mouth breather. He's also got.
Like, no, he just thinks he's the smartest guy in the room and that he has done nothing wrong. And he literally sucks. He literally called us a small. Like, everyone knows that Cincinnati's a small market team. But he's just like. Yeah, you know, we're a small market team, and that's never, ever going to change, so we got to act like it. I'm like, dude, just fuck off with that negativity. Like, don't just adopt.
Brewers are a small market team.
Yeah. You don't hear them moaning and pouting.
Every year.
They go, yes, exactly.
They develop
fucking
guys.
Win. Fucking win.
Yeah, Nick Kroll's a loser. He needs to be fired.
Anyways,
but...
all right, who do you want? Or just give me like a short list. I mean, the short lists I've seen are pretty awesome, pretty hilarious.
I think Barry Larkin's going to be gunning for the job.
Yeah, I feel like he's got zero shot, though.
I don't. I don't know. He's a Cincinnati legend. I think he has a shot, but he's going to be poking his nose into the argument. I really don't even know.
I want to
I
be
feel
skipped.
Like the when we hired David Bell, no one thought David Bell was going to get the job. That was kind of out of nowhere.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. I guess stranger things.
I'm hoping Barry. Like, I don't even know. I don't know if I want Barry, but I just kind of want Joey to take Barry's job. Joey Votto
to be in the booth.
Yes,
that would be amazing. I want Joey to be the manager, dude. He'd probably be terrible. Like right now, at least, just so soon after playing and no experience. But like, it'd just be pure vibes. It would be pretty. He'd get thrown out of so many games too. It'd be amazing.
Post game interviews would be.
Yeah, it'd be
so
awesome.
So good.
It'd be awesome.
David Bell post-game interviews are probably the worst thing I've ever listened
to. Yeah, I think I'd rather watch the Bengals play football.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I would.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a short list. It's probably going to be someone random that we never heard of.
I mean, I've seen, Skip Schumacher, former Red, actually, and former Cardinal, and former lots of teams. I mean, he was good for the Marlins for a year, but they've been shit since, but... not all his fault. David Ross, I've seen. Honestly, I don't want David Ross. Brad Ausmus, Scott Servais, former Marlins manager, or the Mariners manager. Freddie Benavides, who's going to be interim manager for us now, longtime bench coach. Barry. Who else? There's someone I can't remember who I wanted to say, and I just absolutely blanked on the name now. Who was it?
No one good.
Was it? Oh, Miguel Cairo. Former
on
Red.
On Earth?
Yeah, Miguel Cairo. Oh, which is hilarious. Aaron Boone. Terry Francona.
Why would Aaron Boone leave the Yankees? To come
Don
to the
Mattingly. Will Venable, which is the most random thing I've ever heard. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Apparently, they want to get it done soon. So, maybe like within the next month. Maybe before the World Series is over.
Hmm.
Which means it's for sure not Aaron Boone.
No.
But yeah. What else? Xavier basketball. Retired two Holloway's number. Which is probably the only good thing to happen in my life this past week. Thank God. I fucking love that is my Xavier GOAT. I know he's not the greatest ever, but to me, it goes to Holloway, David West, and then Trey. Just because I grew up with two, and I just love that guy so much. He just is everything. So I'm ecstatic. It's going to be amazing. I need to go to that game. Whenever that happens, because I will shed actual tears. It's just so deserved, dude. Oh, my God. Just so deserved.
I didn't think they were going to do it, but they actually did.
They've just given in to the Zip 'em Up now with the TBT and everything. It's enough time has passed. People have been forgiven. Yeah. Dude, Sean Kilpatrick commented on Instagram of that post, on Xavier Athletics post, mm-hmm. with just like a bunch of fire emojis. It was hilarious.
Sean Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was the start of the brawl. So it was quite hilarious, actually. But yeah, very excited about that. And I'm just very, very wet and erect about a lot of the videos that they've been putting out for practice. Just get me, it's basketball season, guy. The Bengals suck.
They should be good.
It's basketball
yeah.
season.
Yeah, it's so. It's Ohio State football and Xavier basketball. I'm done with the Bengals. Give it up. If they lose to the Panthers, I'm not watching a single game the rest of the year. Confirmed. I'll just watch Red Zone.
We'll have
they
to
just
tank.
Pop up on Red Zone.
We'll have to tank for sure if we lose to the Panthers. All right. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Quick review of this past week. So the Bengals lost. We all know that. The Steelers won. They beat the Chargers in a really disgusting game in Pittsburgh. The Bears lost to the Colts, which is pretty embarrassing because Anthony Richardson is literal dog water.
Oh my God. Between dude, that quarterback play, it was
gross.
It may have been the worst quarterback play in any game I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was gross. I watched actually a decent amount of that game.
I was watching that and the Saints Eagles.
Also a disgusting game. Also a terrible.
Horrible. Game. Horrible games.
The Lions lost. No, the Lions won. Right? They beat the Cardinals. Didn't they beat the Cardinals?
Yeah, they beat. Yeah, yeah.
They barely hung on. There was like no scoring in the second half of that game.
The Lions kind of suck. They don't suck, but they're not that great. They're not as good as I thought they'd be.
They're streaky.
Yeah.
They're kind of weird. Weird.
No MVP season for Jared Goff like Eric predicted.
Yeah, no.
Definitely not.
No. I don't think he'll be being picked up in the near future either. We'll see. And then the Packers beat the – who did they beat? Who did they play?
Titans.
Who did they play? They beat the Titans. Yeah, yeah. Malik Willis beating Will Levis.
Another gross game. That's the one team – I think the Titans are worse than the Bengals.
Maybe.
They're really bad.
The Jags. The Jags are terrible.
Yeah, they're really bad too. That Trevor Lawrence contract's looking scary,
dude. It's bad. It's really,
he's not
really
he's
bad.
Really bad. Is he a bust?
Yes, him a bust I would say yes. Isn't this year four?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good.
This is year four.
Yeah. His completion percentage is like at par with Anthony Richardson.
Would you rather?
And he throws the ball so much more. Would I rather what?
Have Justin Fields.
Or Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather have Justin Fields.
That quarterback class is looking scary bad.
Yeah.
Because you had Trey Lance, you had Mac Jones, you had Zach Wilson, and you had Justin Fields.
Yeah, is Mac Jones even on a roster?
He's on the Jags. He's the backup.
Oh, Lord, dude. Oh, my God.
He came in
for
a little bit last night because they were getting blown out so bad.
Wow. That's amazing. I actually love that so much. Jeez. Okay. Do you think Bryce Young start? When do you think Bryce Young starts again? He'll definitely start again this season.
I mean, maybe when they're completely out of it, like their division.
I don't think they're that bad of a. I don't think they're that bad of a team.
They have some. I mean, they have players. They definitely have some players. I mean, Dalton just made Bryce Young look really bad. I mean,
like embarrassingly, generationally bad.
Like embarrassing. I don't think. I mean, if Dalton plays like that, Keith playing like that, he's not going to play again, I don't think.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's next for Bryce Young.
Me neither. We'll see.
I mean, we talked about it last year. What? They should have never taken him over CJ Stroud. Why? Dude, he's 5'10", 180.
That's the Panthers. We've also talked about this. It's just the Panthers organization is such a dumpster fire. It's just like the Bengals, but probably more embarrassing, honestly.
That owner. Yeah. That owner.
Yeah. David Tepper is just, crazy.
Hot garbage. Speaking of owners, did you see the Jerry Jones thing?
With Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, what do you expect?
Is that a good strategy? For drafting.
Great strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's amazing. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I don't know why Bryce Young was drafted over CJ Stroud.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know either.
He's not good. He's not good. He has no zip on the ball.
No. I mean, yeah. It goes without saying. Everyone's seen it. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move into the mailbag. We got one mailbag this week.
Oh, you actually got one.
Yeah, I got one mailbag this week. No, it's not from Jared, but it's for you.
Is it from fucking Alex?
No.
Okay, good.
It's from someone else that you love, though, dearly. And it's not Eric.
Donald.
No. I say that jokingly. It's someone that you played this week.
Oh, God, Blaze.
So Blaze says, "Hey, Zach, we've played 3 times since I joined your league last year. You're 0-3 against me, and I've beaten you by an average score of, I did the math, 120-64 on average. 120 points to 64, and you're 0-3. Once is luck, twice is coincidence, but 3 times is a pattern. You understand this as an Ohio State fan. So what's going on?"
I mean, you shouldn't be proud of 2 wins against my team last year. I mean, those are 2 free wins. And you had a good week this week.
Yeah, what are you telling me, guy? What do you want to tell Blaze? I think it's saying that you're just a shit manager.
I mean, I can't really do any. Yeah.
Sounds like Blaze doesn't know any different about you.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll play him again. Hopefully I can get a W. I mean, he's just putting up some really good weeks against me. Can't really do anything about that.
Just cry, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to score. I mean, 140?
You're never going to score 140?
I mean, I could. That's probably going to be one of the top 5, maybe top 3 high scores of the year.
Could be. It could be, for sure.
So congrats, Blaze. Congrats on this win. Last year, I mean, you're really bragging about beating me twice last year at the team I had. shouldn't be.
It is kind of embarrassing, though, guy. I mean, Josh Allen absolutely balled out yesterday, and you still didn't even get to 100 points.
No one else did.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in our matchup reviews, right. And we're not going to skip any reviews this week. Don't worry, guys. That was a one-time blip. It was Alex, so it was deserved. But
I mean, we could.
Yeah, we're not going to though. We're not going to.
I'm just not going to give you.
Guy, you got any AB tweets for us this week?
Oh my god, dude! There's been we talked about the Jerry Jones stuff. He was having a little field day on that.
Yes, he was indeed.
Should we go into depth, or should people just know?
Oh no, people should just know.
Okay.
Or people should just find out.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to research,
if they don't know,
pretty easy to find out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see any poems, but I think I sent you this one, guy. It's the dude shoving a balloon down his throat, and the caption being Chris Collins analyzing Patrick Mahomes completing a routine pass.
Yes.
I was raging about this on Sunday night, and you guys were like, dude, calm down. But I just can't take it anymore. Every time Collinsworth gets a Mahomes game, the glazing is unreal. I've never heard this amount of praise.
This video, dude. I cannot watch this video. This guy sticks like literally a 2-foot-long balloon down his throat and swallows it. I don't understand what's happening.
I was done when Collinsworth said, what a play by Mahomes when he threw the ball away.
What, the one against the Bengals into the ground?
No. Last night.
Because I was done with that Sunday one. Night. Or that was Tony. That was Tony. Never mind.
Yeah, that was Tony.
Yeah.
Sunday night, he's getting sacked, and he just throws it out of bounds. And Collinsworth, like, what a play by Mahomes. He's really he got in the weight room this offseason. Are we being serious? It's unreal. I can't take it. He just needs to retire. Collinsworth does.
Yeah.
He's done.
All right. Well, can we submit? It's either AB poem breakdown or it's AB meme of the week. And I got to say, I love the How Ass Are the Bengals tweet that he posted last night.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That was a good
one. With a spicy image that you would find on Alex Rutherford's TikTok For You page, probably. With a, it's just quite a busty woman on the beach looking back at all she got in that trunk.
It's a big ass.
Yeah. That's how ass the Bengals are. If you're curious, go find that out on AB's page. You can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
It'll stare you right in the face. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, AB hasn't really. He hasn't been tweeting much with words. He just likes to be buzzy with memes and pop culture and stuff. He hasn't really come out with any of his own tweets. This goes back to that conspiracy theory that he doesn't actually run his own account anymore.
I think he has someone who runs it for sure, but I think he does do stuff with it. There's also a picture of SpongeBob hanging himself and said Browns fans after today's loss.
Nice.
Which could be applied to Bengals fans yesterday.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into these matchups then. We'll start with yours.
Yeah, let's get it.
Blaze taking on Zach. Gritty Gritty Bang Bang, 139.38 to Big Booty Butler's 91.22. Just an absolute mauling. You stood zero chance.
Yeah, I mean, when you get that production from Blaze, I'm never not gonna win very much.
Nah, Malik Nabers is he wide receiver one on the year? Yeah, he is. He's a stud.
Yeah, he is.
He's an absolute stud.
Yep.
Yeah,
they just have no one else to throw to in that offense, and he gets all the looks.
Chris Olave had his breakout game. Finally, scored a touchdown. I guess I shouldn't say breakout game. He still had 86 yards. He had 80 yards last week, too.
He's been good. Yeah, he's been good. He just hasn't had a touchdown. So he got one this week.
Jefferson, that dude's always open. Saquon is literally probably go one overall in a redraft if we did a redraft right now.
Yeah.
Lamar had a good week against the Cowboys, who looked terrible. Tony Pollard did nothing, and Rashad White did nothing. Rashad White, actually, guy, let me know what you think about Rashad. What's happening with Rashad White?
Well, I've been.
I mean, we know. Yeah, we've been off him. We say he sucks.
We've been. He's not.
He's not even getting the passing work anymore.
Bucky Irving is going to increase. Like, he's going to be taking more and more touches.
Yeah, Todd Bowles came out to say that.
He had five receptions. That's the only reason he had 6 points. Yeah, Rashad White, I don't think is playable for Blaze anymore.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, he played him over J.K. He still got J.K. Dobbins down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they played the Steelers, so that's understandable. It was actually probably he should have started Dobbins. He would have scored more than Rashad White, but he's got that move going forward. So.
Yeah. Tony Pollard, too, is kind of a meh play.
I think he'll be all right this year.
I mean, maybe. I think Tajay Spears is going to continue to eat into his. I think they're going to be down a lot, and Tajay Spears is the receiving back of those two. So, I mean, I don't know why. You don't want to be thrown with Will Levis, but they're just going to have to be because they're never going to be in games.
Yeah, they'll be down.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson didn't have a single point in the second half.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Did they just run the ball? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think they were up.
They picked off Stroud like twice, so.
Yeah. They didn't really need to throw in the second half.
All right, guy, talk me through your team. Talk me through Josh Jacobs.
I didn't watch that game. I don't know. Just wasn't very good. Just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and they played the Vikings.
The first two games he was getting, against Indy, he had 32 touches. Just not finding the end zone right now, which is very annoying. Extremely annoying. Jordan Mason, he's still good. Yeah, my running backs aren't great.
Could definitely be better.
Be better.
Zamir White. Zamir
he's
White.
Never, he's not getting played. He's on drop watch. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. How about that Hunter Henry play, watch. Guy? How about that Thursday night Hunter Henry play? Huh?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. So frustrating too, because I had Dallas Goedert last week and he got like 4 targets and he gets like 15 this week.
Then you got Rashid Shaheed on the bench putting up a goose.
A goose.
How is that in the range of possibilities after 15 and 19 points to start the year and gooses? That's crazy. He dropped a touchdown though, I gotta say.
Yeah, he did. He dropped like 2 touchdowns. I think he's good going forward, actually.
But you got Khalil Shakir, who still looks pretty solid for Buffalo.
I told you, he's good. He's going to be good. I think he's definitely a flex option all year.
Yeah.
Especially with that Josh Allen stack. I like my receivers. Like, my receivers are good. I have a lot of – and Rashi Rice –
got high-floor receivers.
Yeah, yeah. Rashi Rice is receiver 4. T. Higgins, he might be a – I got some – and I got Jaden Reed with Jordan Love coming back. I like my receivers, my running backs.
Your team doesn't really seem to put it together every week.
No.
From every position.
No. Yeah. So it's annoying. Hopefully you can start next week.
All right. Blaze is 2-1. Guy, you moved to 1-2. Not pretty. All right.
Yeah, it's better than 0-3.
This is true. Let's talk about one of these 0-3 teams. It's Michael Pappas, who was taking on Matt Kent this week in the Albino Polar Bears. CDs, TDs, 91.1 to the Albino Polar Bears, 110.16, in large help from Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase last night, getting big games from them finally.
Yep.
And then Kyren Williams with a 3-touchdown game, which just might have been probably the game of the week, the Rams and the 49ers, which I watched a decent amount of. I was watching Red Zone, but there was only a couple late window games, and so they were showing that a lot, and my God, dude, I didn't think the Rams had a chance. And they shouldn't have had a chance, to be honest.
Shouldn't have.
And
they got kind of lucky.
Moody missed a field goal, and yeah, they did. They got lucky.
Bell pulled it dropped out. Dropped up wide open. Did you see that? Hit him right in the hands. That would have been
a pick.
No, it was like on that last drive. Ronnie Bell.
Who's Ronnie Bell?
He dropped 2 passes. He's a receiver for the Niners. He just dropped like a 30-yard pass that would have basically iced the game.
Damn.
Hit him right in the hands.
Sounds like Saquon.
Yeah. But even worse because he's a receiver.
Javonte Williams. Would you rather have Javonte Williams or Zamir White?
I mean, it's pretty much the same.
Both should be droppable candidates. Except that Matt doesn't really have anybody else that he can play at running back.
What about DeAndre Swift, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I would probably start Braylon Allen, to be quite honest with you, over both of them. And I'm being completely serious.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe DeAndre Swift over Braylon Allen, but Javonte is done. Javonte is washed. He's cooked. He is a rotisserie chicken.
I mean, yeah, geez. 12 rushing yards. Last week against Pittsburgh, he was 11 for 17. My goodness. He is getting some receptions. He's getting some dump-offs. That's kind of propped up his story. Yeah, but yeah, Matt, I don't know if you can play him anymore. Thank you. I think you have to maybe to start Swifter or Braylon Allen and then throw up one of your receivers.
Or make a trade.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know.
I got the win this week, but I'm still concerned with him, his team going forward.
Yeah, I am as well. But that
he's
was
got Jalen too. Jalen Waddle with God Tim Boyle and Skylar.
Yeah, Dolphins. All the Dolphins might be cooked.
It's not playable.
But this was a big win for Matt. He moves up to 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Big win. Pappas still in the cellar at 0-3. I really thought he had a good chance to win this week, but he got let down by basically his whole team. Stroud,
CD Lamb, less than 10.
CD Lamb, less than 7. James Conner had 3. Jackson Smith and Jigba was a flash in the pan from last week. He only had 3 targets this week. Like, what is that? How do you go from 16 targets back down to 3? That just seems crazy. Explain.
I don't know. I don't know. Were they? I didn't watch that game. Were they just they ran the ball a lot?
I mean,
they killed Miami, so maybe they just didn't really need to throw. And he's going to be hot and cold. He's going to get his targets some games. I don't think he's not really a big touchdown guy.
Yeah.
He's more of a possession.
That's what I'm saying.
10-yard, 15-yard,
three targets. Yeah.
That's just not like his. He's not like a red zone guy. He's not a burner, so he's not going to have an 80-yard touchdown. Yeah, so.
Christian Kirk had a good game finally for the Jags this week. Best of the season.
God, were these garbage time catches?
I have no idea. I didn't watch this
potentially
game.
Yeah, 10 targets. It's pretty good.
Chuba Hubbard. I mean, first Panther player we're going to talk about. But, I mean, just like Andy Dalton, just the revelation that the Red
Rifle. Just unlocks the offense.
It's just like, I mean, you're talking about how absolutely garbage the Panthers have been like the last 2 weeks. You were, like last week especially, you texted me some stat about the Panthers that they had only led for like 10 seconds or something.
Yeah, in their last like 10 games.
Yeah, and then they just,
They just had to outplay the Raiders.
It's just night and day. It's just crazy. Like, yeah. With a competent quarterback,
offense, like,
how
they couldn't sustain drives and their defense just was on the field.
Everything changes. Everything changes with a competent quarterback.
Yes.
Which is just kind of crazy. All right. Yep. Let's move on. Let's talk about Dolan and Alex. Hurts Donut losing to Najee Germany. 81.36 to 117.14. Third highest score on the week, Alex. Good week from him.
Yeah, his team just put it all together this week.
The trade between these two playing out this week. Joe Mixon didn't play. Really hurt Dolan. Garrett Wilson finally caught a touchdown for Alex. But Jalen Hurts didn't have a touchdown, which is pretty wild. In that disgusting Saints Eagles game.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry had a huge game against the Cowboys.
Yep. He's finding the end zone.
Amon-Ra St. Brown found the end zone for the first time this year. Najee's been serviceable because they all they do is run the ball.
He's a good flex option. Yeah, he got a lot of. I mean, he wasn't good. I was watching that game with Alex. He was not good. But he had some. He had like a late, pretty like a 30-yard run, late 30-yard run, and he was just getting some like 1-yard dump offs that got him a couple points. But yeah, he's a good flex option for Alex.
Yeah, and then Zach Moss, who got into the end zone last night as well.
Garbage time touchdown.
Yeah, but he looked pretty decent. I mean.
The run game looked really good. Him and Chase Brown looked pretty good.
Terry McLaurin. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can rely on this, but he had a good game. Yeah, maybe Cliff Kingsbury will actually use him properly now. I don't know. Maybe there's some hope for you there, Alex. I don't know. I'd still be scared. Jacoby Myers, worst pick in the draft, got a touchdown. Finally had a good game on the bench.
Yep.
And then on, I mean, Dolan's side of the ball, there's just nothing positive we can talk about except for Roma Dunze on the bench.
Yeah.
Dolan, I don't even think you want us to really talk about it, but I guess Rome looked pretty decent, so that's good news for.
Yeah.
As a Bears fan, and yeah. You own him in fantasy, so
they were targeting him a lot. Let's talk about the obvious here, guy. Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
What was it? One route ran, or like how many routes?
He ran four routes, and he had one target. And I just don't know. I just genuinely am baffled by the tight end position in general. But this is just like weird. Like I don't know.
They didn't even really throw to Isaiah Likely either. He had one catch.
I mean, Lamar only like threw the ball 15 times, I think.
I didn't watch. Were they just straight up running the ball?
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry had a crazy game.
Yeah, 30 carries.
Yeah, and Lamar also had a really good game on the ground.
25, yeah. Yeah, Mark Andrews is scary. Scary. So is Michael Pittman. Scary.
Yeah, so is Brandon Ayuk, who just looks not good. It looks like he's playing preseason football. Yeah. And you're starting to Marcus Robinson and Jerry Jeudy at flex as well. It's just not going to be good.
Yeah.
Dolan is looking really, really
if
scary.
If Rome can continue, he's got Huge on the bench, guy. We didn't talk about Huge.
We didn't talk about Huge. Huge has a couple touchdowns this year. So, actually, he's got three.
Yeah.
Three's a crowd. So go on, Huge.
He's receiver 16 this year.
That's crazy. Go on, buddy. Two catches. Nice. Justin Herbert's hurt, though. He's probably not going to play. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're not starting Huge.
Yeah. I know Dolan knows this, but I'm super, yeah. The podcast is scared for Dolan.
I'm extremely scared for Dolan. You're staring down the barrel of last place punishment already, Dolan. And I think you're aware of that.
Yeah,
you started Madison this week.
Right.
So.
He scored a touchdown.
He did. He did. He had seven rushing yards, and he scored a touchdown.
Which is annoying, because why not Zamir White?
He scored more points than Garrett Wilson, so who's the real winner there?
Yeah.
Boy, yeah. Just best of luck to you, Dolan. That's all I really got to say.
Yeah, I think he's got to go. This was me last year. You just got to go in the mindset. I'm not making the playoffs.
Win a couple games.
I just can't come in last.
Yeah. Which
didn't happen.
Yeah, usually I would say don't give up on the season this early. You know, it's a long season. Anything can happen. Injuries, whatever.
Right.
I just don't see it.
Not that much promising about his team.
Yeah, I just don't see it with the roster that he has. I mean,
hopefully you get Mixon back this week, and then you got a good duo at running back, but God, the receiver's just scary.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just don't know. I just don't know about it. All right, we can stop talking about it, though. Dolan 0-3, Alex moving up to 2-1. Big time for Alex having a winning record right now.
I mentioned this in the chat. It's the first time he's had a winning record in like 3 years, and this guy just can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you, Alex.
You can't act like he's been there before, because he has not been there before.
Good for you. Good for you, buddy. Let Zach know about it.
Oh, he did.
He will. He will keep letting you know about it.
Yeah, he better keep winning, or he's going to hear about it from me. He better. That's all I got to say.
All right, we got Breeze Lightning, myself taking on Eric's Baker Diggs, Jameson shots. Eric with that mid-season, third week of the season name change. Risky. Didn't pay off too well. Still put up a decent, respectable amount of points, 93.5 this week. But
you didn't say that about me, guy.
Yeah,
scored like 92, and you're like, really
yeah, because shit game. Yeah, because Josh Allen was your whole team.
Well, Jonathan Taylor was Eric's whole team.
That's just not true.
God, he had
nice, solid,
respectable Rashee Rice
across the board.
I had a two-person team guy, Rashee Rice and Josh Allen.
Yay! Did you win? No. Would you have beaten Eric? Yeah. Also, no.
No. Okay.
Yeah. So,
loss is a loss.
Yeah. Loss is a loss. Eric took another loss. He's 1-2 with you. So he, not saying he is much better, but especially when Jameson Williams goes one catch for 9 yards, that's not great. That's not a great look. Sam Laporta, two catches for 36 yards and got hurt.
Yeah, more confusing tight end play. Just,
but if anything, yep. Eric's got great quarterback play, doesn't he? Number one quarterback, putting up 8.5 points. Oh, just great
Eric
strategy.
Eric just jinxes himself.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he comes in, he's like, oh, in like one game sample size.
Yeah, Eric, you got to stay a little bit more humble, my guy. I know we're coming at you with shots, but we put ourselves in the karma target territory. You just need to stay away from it.
We were right, though. We were right.
Yeah, we were right.
Eric admit we were right?
No.
Probably not.
No. Because he'll point to my Anthony Richardson, who I fully admit. And I actually texted him. I said, when our matchup first started, I said, I think Anthony Richardson's going to kill me this week. Fully expecting it.
But you were concerned. I warned you about this before the draft. I'm like,
and I knew it too.
You're going to have a little backup because AR is just so unpredictable.
Yeah. And it's coming true.
He had a bad week.
I picked up.
You're going to get those like week one where he scores.
Yeah, there'll probably be three or four more of those this year.
Rushing touchdowns.
He just hasn't. Yeah, he has not run the ball.
No. And maybe that's the Colts trying to protect him a little bit.
Maybe, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. But it's not really working. I mean, I guess they won this week, but.
They beat the Bears, though.
But not at the mercy of Anthony Richardson being good. It's just Jonathan Taylor being good. Although Anthony Richardson actually did get tackled at like the 2 twice.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And then he pushed Trey Sermon into the end zone, which was pretty awesome. there's just one guy on my team that really I'd like to point out as my hero and savior, and that is a one.
Jawan Jennings.
No, that is a one. That is the 2024 Amari Cooper, and his name is Jawan Jennings, which is just really chef's kiss because Eric was already complaining at the first touchdown from Amari about how he was going to have another generational game.
And dude, Eric complains about anyone. If someone scores a touchdown against Eric, he's like, dude, this
best game of his career. Holy shit, who is this? He doesn't even deserve to be on a field.
Somebody needs to change that guy's diaper.
You could be saying the same thing about Chris Godwin and having the season that he's having right now. Or Jameson Williams, who's never done it before.
Or James Cook that scored whatever he scored last week, 28.
Which wasn't even that much, but still a respectable amount. But yeah.
Yeah,
Devon Achane let me down because the Dolphins might just be absolutely fried.
Yep.
Tyler Huntley is going to be leading them into glory.
Yeah, you think he'll start this week?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't think Skylar Thompson can play. It's Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle.
Or Snoop Huntley. It's got to be Snoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's concerning.
Guy, the bone zone.
Concerning with, he's coming back for you.
No, but the Charbonne zone is alive and well while the real bone zone is sidelined.
Yeah, and that's why it's important to have handcuffs, guys.
Extremely happy.
Very important. Yes. Even though Jared said it's not that important. Guy would beg to differ.
I would beg to differ. Yes, indeed.
You finally got good receiver play.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
My running backs were... Well, actually, that's not true. It's just Devon Achane that let me down. But yeah, no, my receiver's actually something good.
Are you concerned with Braylon Allen stealing touches from Breece Hall? I mean, Breece Hall is still going to get his touches, but
I am. I definitely think RB1 is off the table for Breece Hall now this year, which is I drafted him because I thought he could be RB1 this year. I think that's probably definitely gone. I won't say definitely, but I think that's probably gone.
If you could redo, would you do Bijan?
No, I wouldn't. I'd still take Breece. Although Bijan, I think, is ramping up. He's been really good with only getting in the end zone once this week. Yep. So it's good for Jared. But no, I Braylon Allen, is, I mean, he's just awesome. He's just awesome. Like, yep, I don't know really why good. You wouldn't want that guy to be out there. I think Breece is still the featured back, and he's going to have the big role on the team. But if you can give him rest with Braylon Allen and not lose production, that's awesome. So, no, I'm not concerned really about Breece. I think caps his ceiling a little bit, but I think it's just like, it actually, it's just more just like the Braylon Allen side is he's, I don't know if he's really, I guess he's startable for Matt in Matt's situation. Like, I wouldn't start Braylon Allen. Like, you know, if Eric had Braylon Allen, I wouldn't be starting him, but, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a good win for you, Gay.
Yeah, and good Deontay win. Johnson on my bench, too, who I was going to start. I got to say, I told Madison I'd say this on the pod, which is true, because I was tilting hard on Sunday. On Saturday night, I was a little wine tipsy Saturday night at a wine bar some friends, and I was going over my fantasy roster with my friend Caleb, and I was like, dude, I need a tight end this week because Kittle's out. He's like, I got Kittle too. He's like, I picked up Dallas Goedert. I was like, I could do that too. I had I hadn't picked up anybody yet. I was waiting, and Kittle got marked out, so I was like, you know what, all right. I was between Gesicki or Freiermuth or Goddard, or I was even considering Cole Kmet, which who also would have been a great pickup, but I picked up Dallas Goedert. I did it because he was like, I picked up Dallas Goedert. I was like, all right, you know what, fuck it, fine, I'll pick up Dallas Goedert. Oh no, Zach Ertz was the other one I was considering too, so I picked up Dallas Goedert. Had a Sunday morning, like 10:30, 11 a.m.
switch
to Zach Ertz. I was like, you know what, I think Zach Ertz is gonna get guaranteed like minimum 6 points. I'll just take the free guaranteed points. Because I didn't know what Goddard was going to do. I thought maybe he'd get like two.
He didn't do anything the week before.
And he did not get two. He did not get two guys.
They were throwing to that. They got 22 more than Goddard.
Yeah, the week they were. Before.
That Calcaterra.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so mad. But yeah, it didn't hurt me. It didn't hurt me.
Imagine how I feel.
Yeah.
And the week before.
Okay. But the other tilting I did was I had no idea who to play at flex. I knew I was starting Charbonnet, but it was between – I had Deontay Johnson in there all week. Yeah. I was like, I'm riding him. I was like, I was confident Andy Dalton was going to turn things around. Mm-hmm. And I was tilting hard. And I told Eric, I was like, I think I'm going to make changes even after the early round games. I was like, I'm probably going to tweak my lineup based on what our scores are. So I asked Madison. I said, okay. I was like, who we playing? We got Juwan Jennings. We got Xavier Worthy. And we got Deontay Johnson. We got a 49ers player, Chiefs player, and Panthers player. Who am I playing this week? And she said Juwan Jennings. So I stuck Juwan Jennings up there, buddy.
Play of the century.
Yeah, I got to give her like all the credit.
Career game. Career. This is actually a career game.
This is a career. This is like better than like, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase has never had a game this. I don't think Ja'Marr Chase has had a game like this in his career.
He has had 40-point games, but yeah.
Like deep, this I mean, is, his yeah. on his own team. Debo has never had this game. Ayuk's never had this game.
No.
Crazy, yeah.
crazy. But
even if I had started Deontay, I still would have beat Eric.
Still would have won. Yeah, still would have won.
Anyways,
okay,
that's it. And I got my Bucky Irving on the bench, which I'm excited about. Yeah. But all right, I'll stop. I'll stop boasting myself. Eric had an okay week. He got let down by his Lions players.
Yeah, he did. He did. He needs AJ Brown and Cooper Kupp back quickly.
Yeah, I don't think Cooper Kupp's coming back anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, he's not on IR yet, so.
No.
Hopefully he comes back within the next two-ish weeks.
I genuinely don't know what AJ Brown's status is going to be. Like, he hasn't even practiced.
I feel like he's a potential to just be like, I'm not coming back until I'm completely 100%, which.
But I mean, he's not on IR either.
I think he misses. Yeah, he misses one more week, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yep.
I mean, James Cook, JT, pretty good prop ups for him to bolster his lineup until then. And Chris Godwin is like wide receiver 3 on the year. He's looking pretty nice as well, but quarterback play could help. Imagine if I had a competent quarterback playing this week.
Yeah.
I would have beaten Blaze's total. Sad. All right. I'm 3-0, and Eric moves to 1-2. All right, and the last matchup of the week, which is the greatest matchup of the week. Jared just getting his comeuppance after last week. She's a beauty, which just a terrible team name again, Jared.
I don't get it.
Do better again.
What's
we ask? 84.48 to Ty's letter from the Montgomery jail. Great team name, Don. 87.88.
Another 90 win, man.
It's amazing.
I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it.
Just some black magic. God. It was also crazy. I mean, I just haven't seen Jared's lineup construction having like literally two players until the Sunday night game play and everybody's Sunday night and Monday.
My team was like that in my other league too. It's because I had a lot of Bills. I had a lot of Bills players and I had like Bengals and so I had like four or five guys going last night in my other league.
Jared, I know you were all in, but woof, you just couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. I was pretty close on my projections too. I was pretty close. You didn't hit that 75-point mark that I projected, but guy, what are you most scared about on Jared's team?
Mahomes and Kelsey.
Yeah, I would agree. It's very, very scary.
Yeah. I mean, Mahomes is just not a great fantasy player. Guy, he's quarterback 14. Yikes.
Yeah.
Kelsey, I don't know what he does anymore. Like, I mean, we talked about this before. Rashee Rice is just eating at his kind of role. And I love it.
I do too.
I love it a lot.
Travis Etienne,
I'm kind of nervous about. If I was Jared, I'd be nervous. He's just not that good. 11 carries. I know they got killed, so they weren't running.
Their offense is shit. That's the thing now is they're bad. It's the Doug Peterson, like, third season trash.
Yep. And his receivers. Sheesh. Devontae and Drake London caught a touchdown. But
they also scare me. You just don't know what you're getting.
Yeah. You don't. Yeah. I'd be scared if I was Jared. I would.
Yep. He moves to 1-2. And then
Donald.
Good old Don, who winning his week after that Ramondre Stevenson Thursday night performance that people, that the memes were crazy over on Friday. Mm-hmm. Don, just applause for winning this week after that. I mean, and Tyreek Hill. Just incredible.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill's concerning going forward. He's got Jaden Daniels on the bench. If I'm him, I think I'm starting. He's got two. He got two top five quarterbacks. Yeah.
I don't know if Jaden
Daniels. I'm trying to trade one.
I don't know if Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is good, really good. But the defenses that he's played this year.
Yeah, I get it. But the rushing upside, I think it's just going to prop him up.
I guess, yeah. I mean, he's got some tough defenses left to play this year. But yeah, we'll see. I definitely would be starting him, though, I think. Just for the upside. Yeah. It's higher than Kyler Murray's a better real life quarterback, and he's got good upside, but Jaden Daniels has even higher upside as we've seen twice this year. So
yeah,
I think he's gonna be starting to move forward. Yeah, and we told you to start Eckler too.
Oh god.
And he didn't start Eckler.
Yeah.
But he's concussed now. So And he's got Xavier Worthy on his team now, actually. Made that trade with him.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
I texted Donald like Monday last week, like over a week ago or Tuesday.
Yep.
I said, hey, I'm interested in Tank Dell. If you're off him after this rough start, let me know if you'd be interested in anybody on my team. Didn't get a text back. Shout out, Don. Cheers, man. Sent the offer.
Guy, Don's busy. He's got bigger priorities.
Apparently. Sent the offer, I don't know, Friday morning? Friday after lunchtime? Xavier Worthy for Tank Dell? Yeah. Honestly, didn't even realize that it hadn't been declined or accepted until you texted during the game.
Yeah.
During the middle of the 1 o'clock games on Sunday and said, who proposed that trade? I said, what? Did he accept? And yeah, sure enough, Don was just waiting to see. Sneaky ass Don was waiting to see how Tank Dell was performing during the game before the trade, like literally an hour before the proposal expired. Accepted it. Just sneaky. Out of nowhere. Sneaky. But I mean, Xavier Worthy wasn't much better, so.
No. I thought you were keeping him around maybe as a potential keeper for next year.
I was, but I keep forgetting I have Jonathan Brooks in my IR slot on the bench, and I think I'd rather keep him than Worthy.
You haven't even seen him play.
No, I haven't. But I just don't.
He could be absolutely booty.
He could be. But I just I was willing to give up Worthy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably just like a neutral trade, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Tank Dell seems like he's just the wide receiver three.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. God, if Donald keeps getting these sub-90 wins, you're gonna hear me start to complain more and more because why can't I get this?
Yeah, he has the third lowest points for this year, and he's undefeated.
3-0. Crazy. Yeah, really annoying. Really, really annoying, but what can you do?
Who are you giving a winner of the week to this week, guy? Is it Don?
God, it's no. I'm giving it to Blaze with an absolute. It's just stud performance from Blaze.
Stud performance from Blaze this week. Yeah, that's fair enough. He's got a good roster.
Scary, scary.
Good roster.
It's just Saquon, dude. Saquon's just been an absolute beast.
The whole offense.
He's been the whole offense. The thing is, Eagles didn't even look very good, and Saquon's still 31.
Yeah, because he's the whole offense. It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
All right, loser of the week.
He is indeed. Whew. I mean, we can't give it to Dolan every week.
No, we can't.
We'll give it to Eric because
he's gonna love that.
I don't care. He's just looking not very good. All these injuries racking up.
Yeah, you, Eric, and Jared, the trio of terror at 1 and 2.
I don't know, dude. I feel my situation and Jared's situation is different. I'm much more confident in my team than I think Jared should feel about his team.
Yeah. I would say out of you three, I'd be both satisfied with Eric's roster, I think.
He's got injuries.
And then you, and then it's not that far between you and him because of the injuries that he has. And then Jared in a distant third. I just don't like that roster at all.
I mean, me and Eric have it over like 50 points more than Jared points for.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're scoring more. Yeah. I like my team. I think it's, I'm about to pack.
Just got to put it together. We'll get to that in the matchups this week though. All right. AB award of the week.
What happened this week?
Real quick.
Maybe a little Diddy action, or was he last week?
Jesus, I mean that was last week, sort of, but
yeah.
Give me somebody else.
Hmm. I mean, we could go Jerry Jones with that little spot off. We could go Bryce Young.
Ooh, we could go Bryce Young. I mean, he doesn't get the AB award, though. I mean, like, he just got benched and just got showed up. I don't.
Yeah, Bryce Hall's actually a really good guy. Like, he's a good guy.
Bryce Young.
Or whatever. Bryce
Hall.
Oh, God. Fuck that guy. Bryce Young. I don't know. You got anybody?
I can't think of anybody, to be honest with you. Anything ABE happened this week? I can't.
Jared Jones.
We could give it to Cam Taylor-Britt.
Yeah, for being, yeah, okay.
Or just the Bengals. Yeah. Just the Bengals, yeah. Just the Bengals.
Okay. Bengals defense.
Sure. Bengals defense, including the leader, Cam Taylor-Britt.
Okay.
I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that. All right. Let's get into you want to do a little waiver wire segment real quick?
Sure.
QB. There's a couple QBs out there. I mean, the QB play this year has been so weird. I mean,
there's some guys for sure.
Daniel Jones has looked okay.
Justin Fields, Sam Darnold too. We haven't talked about him. God, he's quarterback 4.
Yeah, the Vikings, like,
he did get hurt, but yeah, he looks like everyone thought the Vikings were just going to be trash this year with Darnold. He's looked good.
He's looked really good. Yeah, Andy Dalton's out there. Yeah. I feel like Eric's going to pick Andy Dalton up this week. Start him against the Bengals. Geno Smith's been pretty good. Just solid. Aaron Rodgers had a good week. I mean, there's options out there if you want a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's options. Sure. Running back.
There's nothing.
Cordero. Najee was in a sling yesterday.
Dude, Cordero actually got a lot of.
Jalen Warren's getting an MRI. So. Yeah. Cordero.
This somebody. Is Dolan starting.
Dolan. Cordero. Let's go. Miles Sanders.
That's about it, though. God, no, don't play him.
Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, there's not a lot out there.
No, not really. I give a special shout out Roshan Johnson and Emmanuel Wilson. Roshan Johnson. I mean, the Bears are just looking for somebody to be their running back because it's not DeAndre Swift.
No.
So maybe. Roshan. I mean, if I'm Dolan, I'm dropping all the shit receivers I have on my bench, and I'm just trying to like hit with somebody at running back.
Yeah.
So I think Roshan or Emmanuel Wilson could be an option.
Yep.
All right, receiver.
Yep. There's some decent receivers.
Your boy Courtland Sutton.
Ones. He's out there. He's not that good, but got 11 targets, 12 and 11 targets. It's an option.
Darnell Mooney, Kirk likes him.
Yeah, he's been solid. He gets targets.
Wandale Robinson's been getting targets.
Yeah, I don't think he's very good, though.
Christian Watson, Eric's boy.
Eric says he's going to scoop him back up when Jordan Love comes back. So
that might be this week, yeah.
But
what about...
I don't know. I might drop a bag just so Eric can't have him.
DeMario Douglas. Pop Douglas. No.
I do not want a Patriot receiver.
Alan Lazard. touchdown
somehow,
or bust.
He somehow gets touchdowns. And DeAndre Hopkins had a touchdown this week.
Yeah, there was a DeAndre Hopkins week this week. I don't think it's going to be a DeAndre Hopkins week every week. So,
no.
I don't know.
Hey, Yoshi's pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't think he's solid enough to pick up and play. Yeah.
He got 7 targets, so that's pretty. And that was, he was back this week.
That's true. That was his best receiving game of the year.
I mean, I think he's better than some of these receivers that people are holding.
Potentially. It's possible. There's just nothing pretty out there.
No, nothing. I mean, tight ends off. Someone's going to pick up Dallas Goedert. Gesicki gets targets. I don't know if he's going to get the touchdowns, but he gets targets.
Yeah.
So, he's an option. I think he's a safe... high floor guy. If you want someone that's guaranteed 5 points, I think he could be for you.
Cole Kmet.
Yeah.
Great week last week.
Yeah. That's going to be streaky, though.
Yeah, the tight end position this year is just like, who the fuck? Yeah. Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? All right, let's get on to these matchups in week three or week four. These week four matchups have some juicy ones, I gotta say. All right.
Let's start off with the matchup of the week, guy.
The matchup of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's that for you?
Obviously us.
Yes, it's Big Booty Butler taking on Breece Hall, Breece Lightning. Yep. It's the host of the podcast playing each other this week. This is what you've all been waiting for. And
this is the biggest game of the season all year.
Probably is, to be honest.
Yep.
Right now, a line is you by 7.
Why is that? No, you got your team in there. Yeah. You'll probably play Big Kenny and Pop George in there, so be a little closer, but yeah, I'll be favored.
I don't think George is playing this week, and I don't think Kenneth Walker's playing this week either, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. And to be honest, they play the Lions. I don't know if I want to start him. The Lions' run defense is crazy.
Yeah, it's because they have fucking DJ Reader, dude.
Yeah. So, I think I'm going to go with Juwan Jennings and Deontay Johnson for me in the flex.
Yep. Okay.
I think I'm gonna take you in this matchup. I think I'm gonna lose this matchup.
I think you're gonna win. I think you have Jordan Love up there, and I think that might get canceled out by some Jaden Reed points.
Maybe, but they play the Vikings. My QB matchups this week are terrible. The Vikings defense is looking really good, and Anthony Richardson plays the Pittsburgh Steelers, so.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do this week. That's why I think I'm losing this week.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know if Ingram's going to play. Same with Devonta Smith.
Yeah. I think he's probably going to be out.
So I might have to play T. I might have to play T again. Or Rashid Shaheed could play him. I'll take you.
I'm taking you.
I think last week was a little bit of a... like, best case scenario for your team.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Absolutely. Devon Achan. Maybe against Tennessee he can get a little more, but okay. Yeah, this is going to be a good matchup.
I think I lose handily.
I need this win.
I lose by 15 plus this week.
I need this win. This is a must. Yes. Not a must win, but.
This is a big match for you. 1-3 versus 2-2 is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I mentioned this to you. Why have I played the three top teams so far out of the 4 weeks?
I don't know.
I mean,
you played Jared. Include him in there. You played Donald. Donald has barely scored.
Yeah, but he's 3-0.
Yeah, but
Donald has that black magic though. He's got the mystical third power where like he makes your team not score 90 points.
Your team did score 90 points against him, actually.
Yeah, they did, actually. Yeah. He just had, like, 98, and I had, like, 93.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we're taking each other. That's fair enough. Yep. All right. Big week at the bottom of the league this week as well for Dolan, who's taking on Jared. And
this is a must win.
For who?
For Dolan.
it's a good chance for him to win, I gotta say. Yeah. Jared has some pretty tough matchups.
Yep.
For his players. So yeah. I think everyone's got their players in as well, and Dolan is only projected 88 points. That's just
He's starting huge.
Against the Chiefs.
This is where Dolan's at. Jeez.
Dolan's picking up somebody on the waiver wire this week. He's got to pick up Darnell Mooney. Pick up somebody. Pick up Cole. Maybe. I don't know. Pick up Goddard.
Yeah. He's got to pray that Joe Mixon plays. I mean.
All right. You know what? I'm doing it. I'm picking Dolan. The line is Jared by 15.5, but I'm picking Dolan to outright win.
I'm taking no.
I'm all in.
I'm taking Dolan to cover, but Jared's gonna win.
I'm all in. I'm all in, baby.
His players just aren't good enough. They just simply aren't.
Just This is going to be an incredible matchup. I cannot wait to see this happen.
And if Dolan does win, Jared might down, like, downfall of Jared might happen if he loses this matchup.
You better be ready on the podcast next week, Jared, if you lose this game to Dolan.
You do, yeah.
Because who, baby?
He's going to have to come on and just explain himself for, like, losing.
For how bad his team is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Who we got next?
Next, we got Donald taking on Blaze. Line is 13 to Blaze. And that's pretty fair because his team is just good. So I'm taking Blaze.
Yeah.
Despite the Donald Black Magic, I think he takes his first. I think we both take our first losses of the season this week.
Okay. Yeah, that's. Yeah, Blaze's team is looking scary. Scarier by the week. And I hate to say it, but it does. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if his team continues.
We got Eric taking on Michael Pappas this week. It's another big game here at the bottom.
Yeah.
And right now it's Pap by 9.5.
Wow.
With full rosters in.
Yeah, we'll see if Eric can get AJ Brown to play. Doubt it, but. I'm taking Pap. I think Pap cracks the win column.
I'm taking Pap as well. I think CeeDee Lamb goes nuclear this week against the Giants.
Yeah, that's a good call. And then cue the absolute rage text from Eric for podcasts both picking against him.
Yeah, probably. Get no love. Always shit on me and Jared. Yeah, I mean, well.
Win.
True. Win. Pick up Juwan Jennings, Eric. I only spent $2 on him. Could have been yours. All right.
Eric picked up Tyler Johnson instead.
Yeah, he did. And Carson Steele for like $100 as well. $227 for Carson Steele. Wow. Wow. Yes. Okay. Wow. Just my jaws. Who did Jeremy pick up 2 years ago for
Kenyon that? Drake.
Actually, almost the same. Like, I think almost the same exact amount of money. Yeah, Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, but Kenyon Drake like didn't even play. It's still worse.
This is true. This is true. Oh man, that's just quite funny. Yeah, Carson Steele is actually a decent player.
You got 17 rush,
but attempts, he's not a $227 player.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Yep, yeah, I'm taking Pap in this matchup.
Yep.
Finally get a win in the column for him.
Yeah.
All right. Last matchup of the week. We got the 2-1s of the albino polar bears taking on Najee Germany. Right now the line is Alex by 7.5.
Let's see. I'm going to go Matt.
Go with Matt.
I'm gonna go Matt because, yeah, fuck Alex. No.
I love that. I love that, but I have to pick Alex here this matchup.
Okay. I think Jamar and Joe go pretty wild against Carolina.
I think so too. I mean Matt's team on paper can look like they put it together besides DeAndre Swift. We're just yet to see.
If he can just get like a 10-point week out of DeAndre Swift, that's like all he needs.
It kind of is, yeah.
Oh god, we have a special guest that would like to say something.
Oh, is it Megan?
Can we wrap this up? I made a wonderful dinner. Hello, Michael. Hello, everyone else. Come on.
Hi, Megan. What'd you make?
Oh, she ran away.
What'd she make?
I can't hear him.
She's making something down there. I actually have no idea.
Witch's brew.
Yeah.
Well, ask her. I need to know.
She's already gone.
Well, go find out.
No, I'm not going downstairs.
Oh, God.
We're wrapping this pot up.
Are you upstairs?
Yeah, I'm upstairs.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, interesting. All right. Yeah. We've gotten through all the matchups. We didn't skip anybody this week, at least not on purpose.
No.
And, yeah, nice 1 hour, 24-minute podcast yet again. So our sweet spot is at hour 20.
Yeah, and that's even without a lot of the rants. It was just a Bengals rant. could add him more if we wanted to.
But. Yeah. But then we talked about the Reds.
We got him. We were pretty in depth into the matchups this week.
Yeah, we did. It's pretty good. It was a good podcast. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And if you made it this far, shout out to you.
Thanks for listening.
And I wish you good luck, unless your name is Eric or Jared. And that's all I got to say. I don't care about Alex. He's not a threat to me.
Okay.
All right, guy. I'll see you.
Goodbye.